Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Welcome to morning worship at Cramond Kirk on Sunday, the 2nd of August. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, your Son Jesus Christ fed the hungry with the bread of his life and the word of his kingdom. Renew your people with your heavenly grace, and in all our weakness, sustain us by your true and living bread, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Compassion, a feeling of sorrow or pity for the suffering of another, and a desire to do something about it. And whatever else is evident from the gospel accounts of Jesus' ministry, it's evident Jesus was a compassionate man. Think of his response to the woman who grabbed his cloak, or the centurion who asked for his help, or the blind beggar who called out from the roadside. Think of the time when a group of friends lowered their crippled friend through the roof of their house, the house where he was staying. Think of the 10 lepers he helped while he was on his way to Jerusalem. And remember the wonderful story he told about the Good Samaritan who stopped to help the injured man on the Jerusalem-Jericho road while the priest and the Levite walked past on the other side. And his telling his questioner that if he wanted to inherit eternal life, he must go and do likewise. Compassion, a feeling of sorrow or pity for the suffering of another, a desire to do something about it. And as the miracle of Jesus feeding 5,000 reveals, Jesus was a compassionate man. Our reader this morning is one of our new elders, Fiona Vinnell.
Today's reading is taken from Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 to 21. Now, when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the village and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves, gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled, and they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Amen.
Thank you, Fiona. As we hear about him this morning, following the cruel execution of his cousin John, beheaded by King Herod at the whim of his wife Herodias, Jesus has withdrawn into the desert. However, instead of the time of prayer and contemplation he sought, as news of Jesus' whereabouts spreads, Matthew tells us the crowds of people appeared bringing their sick. And despite the grief he was doubtless feeling at the death of his cousin, and at the end of a long day when everyone would be tired, the gospel account is unequivocal. Jesus had compassion for them and healed their sick. Evening approaches, And the disciples start to wonder how and where and what people are going to find anything to eat in such a remote place. And their fussing gives Jesus an opportunity to demonstrate his compassion in a different way. And taking the loaves and fish given him by a small boy, Jesus gives thanks, breaks the loaves, gives them to the disciples, who give them to the people. And all ate and were satisfied. Over the years, the biblical scholars have wondered if the loaves and fishes were really multiplied. And they could well have been. For if Jesus had the power to turn water into wine, to calm wind and waves, there's no reason to think that he couldn't multiply bread and fish. Alternatively, the miracle could be the miracle of kindness, of generosity. As people started to follow the example of the small boy who'd given his picnic lunch to Jesus and began to share with one another what they had seen happen. So, what do you think happened? Matthew doesn't tell us. It's enough for him to report that everyone ate and was satisfied. And that, for me, is the deeper point, the deeper truth of this remarkable event, the miracle that in Christ's presence we find healing. We're given strength. Our needs are met. And our deep hunger for hope, for comfort, for reassurance, and for love is satisfied. And it's satisfied not only for this life, but for the life to come. St. Paul put it well when writing to the church at Corinth. He said that if our hope in Christ was for this life alone, then we of all people are to be the most pitied. As the empty tomb of Easter dawn promises, however, our hope in Christ is not for this life alone. For just as Calvary's cross was not the end of the story of Jesus or of his life, our earthly death will not be the end of our story or our life either. Love and compassion are at the heart of all of this, the most profound of all Christian convictions, the love and compassion of God expressed in the life of Jesus, and the faith that as each of us is embraced in God's compassionate love through life, we are also embraced in that compassionate love through death. Here is the nourishment we require, the reassurance that irrespective of age or circumstance, in Christ all life finds its fulfillment. Here is the hope and the faith at the very heart of the Christian gospel, a hope beautifully expressed by the Reverend Professor Bill Shaw, whose funeral service I will conduct tomorrow. Bill wrote, "God will not allow what we have been to God's love to be lost. God will not allow what we have been to God's love to be lost." Compassion, a feeling of sorrow or pity for the suffering of another, a desire to do something to alleviate it. Jesus was indeed a compassionate man. And as we hear again about his compassion feeding a great crowd with a few loaves and fish, the miracle is repeated when you discover to your joy Jesus has compassion for you. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Holy and eternal, faithful and compassionate, generous provider of all that is good, we join in the prayer of Christ's people to thank you for your faithfulness. your care and constant concern for us and for all creation. We thank you for this fragile earth which is our home, its wonderful landscapes and changing seasons, for the history we have inherited and the freedoms we enjoy, for the people whose love continues to nourish us, those whose wisdom and friendship mean so much, and for the many simple acts of kindness and helpfulness by which our lives are blessed. We thank you that you chose to come and live among us, sharing in Jesus all the joys and sorrows of human experience, revealing through him your care, your compassion. In the silence of our hearts, we bring to mind our failures of duty and love, the hurtful things we've said and done. We acknowledge our complicity in the world's pain, the greed and injustices which cause such suffering. Forgive what is wrong. Grant us the desire and the opportunity to amend our ways. Strengthen what is good and true, and lead us in the ways of our Saviour Christ. Compassionate God, hear our prayers for people who long for change and for those who fear it. The people of Yemen and South Sudan caught in a vicious circle of civil war, drought and hunger, who cry out for a new beginning, the opportunity to start afresh. May their cries be heard, their prayers answered, their dreams realized, as together we celebrate Christ's promise of plenty and peace. Caring God, hear our prayers for all who have the power to influence the world's affairs for good. We ask your gifts of wisdom and patience for politicians and civil servants leading us out of lockdown and charged with the complex negotiations in Brussels. We pray your gifts of calm hearts and clear minds for diplomats seeking to resolve tensions on the world stage. In all the world's affairs, we ask that truth and justice will prevail. Healing God, we pray for ourselves and those we know, burdened by regrets and anxieties, struggling to come to terms with loss, betrayed in their relationships, struggling to make ends meet, people ill at home or in hospital, those who feel deeply the divisions and injustices of the world, all who are broken in body, mind, or spirit, that in Christ's presence they will find healing and wholeness and new life. Jesus Christ, bread of life, fed by your word, nourished by your love, lead us and all for whom we pray, from falsehood to truth, from despair to hope, from fear to trust, from hate to love, and from death to life, as together we pray the prayer you once taught your disciples. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Go now in the love and in the peace of Christ our Lord, and may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest and remain with you today and evermore. Amen.